Good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, welcome to our time together as we start our morning off in our reading of God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 65, just a short passage, verses 17 through 25. That's about 8 verses. And today's reading includes a promise of a new future for Jerusalem and its people. As a sign of God's blessings, the new Jerusalem will be a place of good health, long life, and prosperity. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So let's begin. The Lord says, I'm making a new earth and new heavens. The events of the past will be completely forgotten. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. The new Jerusalem I make will be full of joy, and her people will be happy. I myself will be filled with joy because of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no weeping there, no calling for help. Babies will no longer die in infancy, and all people will live out their lifespan. Those who live to be 100 will be considered young. To die before that would be a sign that I had punished them. People will build houses and get to live in them, and they will not be used by someone else. They will plant vineyards and enjoy the wine. It will not be drunk by others. Like trees, my people will live long lives. They will fully enjoy the things that they have worked for. The work they do will be successful, and their children will not meet with disaster. I will bless them and their descendants for all time to come. Even before they finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers. Wolves and lambs will eat together, lions will eat straw as cattle do, and snakes will no longer be dangerous. On Zion, my sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. The Lord says, I am making a new heaven and new earth. The events of the past will be completely forgotten. And of course, for those who have been brought up in conservative churches, they know that this is a prophecy of the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ that takes place after the tribulation time. And it says here that, you know, if people die in infancy, if you don't live to be 100 years old, that, you know, that will be considered young, and to die before that would be a sign that I had punished them. And so some people say that you'll be given 100 years in the millennial reign of Christ. You'll be given 100 years to accept Jesus as your Savior. And if you don't, then at 100 years, Jesus is going to judge you. I don't know. That's just the teachings of dispensationalism. And this is a passage of scripture that dispensationalists believe gives some insight into that time. Whatever the case may be, we're grateful that God's promises are yea and amen, and he is going to fulfill all the promises that he has made to his people. Let's pray. God of hope and love, you fill my heart with joy. I trust in your promises, knowing that even when I stray, you are always near. Thank you, Lord God, for calling me to return to you, hearing me when I pray, and restoring me to a right relationship with you. Gracious God, I will praise your holy name forever. Amen. And that brings our Wednesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading Isaiah chapter 66, where the prophet delivers an oracle about the matters of worship. I'm looking forward to that. And so until then, God bless you is my prayer.